As you pick up speed on the road to success, you need to analyze a critical area called self-mastery. Because to master your life, you have to master yourself. Inspiration gets you going, and self-mastery gets you there. Your emotions dictate your actions, and your self-discipline is the lifeblood of high self-esteem and exponential success. So let's spend some time talking about enhancing your self-esteem, increasing your self-discipline, and understanding emotional mastery. When you learn to gain control of yourself, your emotions, and your esteem, you have mastered your future. The first aspect is emotional mastery, which includes self-control, motivation, inspiration, ability to control impulse, and delay gratification. Emotional mastery also regulates one's ability to show empathy and have hope and be persistent. Without these abilities, we're unable to control ourselves, our lives, and our future, and our success. Many times we see the root to failure and lack of success as the inability to control and redirect your emotions. Because you know emotion propels you to action. The ability to manage your emotion is the key to mastering your life. And your mental well-being and your success and your future is in direct proportion to your sense of control you have over your own life and your own emotions. And it's been said, no man is free who's not a master of himself. Remember, we have two sides to our minds. There's the emotional mind and the rational mind. We have a mind that thinks and feels. There has to be a mix. And our emotions come from the evaluation of a situation. As we evaluate the situation, it could be something that could benefit us or hurt us. And our emotions are impulses to act. You know, our minds are always replaying memories. It's like a videotape. And many times we'll find worthless and distorted emotions such as guilt and fear, which could destroy your happiness and your future. Now, emotions are there for a reason. It's like a thermostat. It's gauging what's happening on the inside, what's happening to you. We have these automatic reactions when we do feel emotions. For example, anger. Blood flows to our hands, making it much easier to grasp a weapon. Fear, blood runs to our legs to help us run. You know, when we're happy, we have increased activity in the brain center that stops negative feelings and quiets our worrisome thoughts. You know, when we feel love, we're relaxed. When we're surprised, more light strikes our eyes to make it easier to gather information. So emotions are there for a reason, and we can use them. Like I mentioned, your emotions, your feelings are like a thermostat or a tool or a yardstick. It's a support system. Listen to that inner voice. Find out why you're feeling that thing. Don't just get past your emotions. Find out why you're feeling that feeling. Emotions are great tools to help you achieve your potential and exponential success. And if you're consumed with negative emotions, remember those are your reactions to a certain situation. We experience negative emotions when we blame someone or something else for a situation that we find unsatisfactory. The instant we stop blaming, our negative emotions stop. You have control of your emotions and your future. So my message to you is be aware of yourself, your emotions, your strengths, and your weakness. Make sure that you're honest with yourself in a realistic life. These emotions are telling you something. Identify your feelings and handle these negative emotions and utilize your positive emotions. Learn to manage your emotions is self-mastery. To handle anxieties, fear, anger, and sadness. Because these emotions, these feelings, cannot be controlled by mental toughness or willpower. You cannot turn them on and off like a TV. They have to be controlled indirectly. You can replace a feeling with another feeling. And even though we can't control the emotions that come over us, but we can dictate how long they can stay, find out what they mean, and improve our lives. The content of your emotional life, your emotional mastery, is determined by the thoughts you dwell on most of the time. Now, we don't have time in this series to go into the different emotions and learn how to master each emotion. I just need you to be aware on the road to self-mastery and exponential success that emotions play a critical role to help you achieve true success. Now, here are a few steps to help you with emotional mastery. Now, always when you feel something, take inventory and identify what you're really feeling. Be honest with yourself and the feeling that you are having. Where are those feelings coming from? Question yourself, where is this emotion coming from? Why is it there? What is it telling me? What do I need to do? And then from there, you can create an action plan. Get inspired and take action. Don't run away from your emotions. Don't bury your emotions. Master your emotion, which is step number one to self-mastery. The second step is to understand how you feel about yourself, which is self-esteem. Now, the funny thing about self-esteem is you could put on a self-esteem seminar and most people wouldn't show up because they would not admit that they have issues. Everyone will deny a low self-image, a low self-esteem, but the truth is we all suffer in one aspect of our lives with low self-esteem. I mean, common symptoms include inability to trust others, gossiping, resenting those who have success, the way you react to criticism, the way you react to laughter. They always think someone's laughing at them. They're uncomfortable when they're alone and they keep the radio and the TV on. And they usually have an I don't care attitude because they can't see themselves winning. There are areas of life that you do have a low self-esteem. It's an epidemic. The studies show that low self-esteem, depression is an all-time high. And here's the critical thing as you're on the road to exponential success and self-mastery is that you cannot perform in a manner that is inconsistent with the way you see yourself. Self-image is the core to personality and affects every aspect of human behavior. You must accept yourself before you can accept others and the feeling that you deserve to be successful. Most of the time, this image starts because we live in a negative society. The news, the expectations of the media, the magazines that we read. Many times our appearance, our competence has been ridiculed or questioned by parents or teachers or friends. We might see ourselves in the negative eyes of others, or we confuse being a failure and failing as synonymous. We all have great strengths and we all have weaknesses, but we always judge our weaknesses to other people's strengths. Self-esteem is part of your personal worth. So when you really dig deep about your self-image and self-mastery, it is a combination of the way we see and think about ourselves. Because the bottom line is self-esteem is how much you like yourself. And it's hard to like yourself if you're not doing the things you know you need to do. Some studies go as high as 95% of the people in life have feelings of inferiority to some extent. And this is a serious handicap to your success and your future. And when you feel inferior, it comes from one reason. We judge ourselves and measure ourselves not against our own personal norm, our own personal dreams, our own personal expectations, but against some other individual's norm, society's norm, our neighbor's norms, our parents' norms. And when you do this, without exception, you come out second best. This causes feelings of depression, inadequacy, and misery. Sometimes we feel second rate and conclude there's something wrong with us. So stop measuring yourself against somebody else's standard. This is your life. This is your dream. This is your direction. You are not them. They can't measure up to you, and you can't measure up to them in different aspects of your life. Once you see this and recognize this as truth, those inferior feelings will start to go away. Because you see the opposites of self-esteem, fear, stress, personality problems, and negativity. But you can really increase your self-esteem through competence, through your beliefs, through programming your mind to believe in yourself, that you have greatness in you, and you will be able to fulfill your dreams. We all have this mental blueprint or picture of ourselves. That's our self-image. It's based on our beliefs about ourselves that have been formed from our past experiences, our successes. See, most of these beliefs about ourselves, this blueprint, have been unconsciously formed by our past experiences, our successes and our failures, our humiliations, our triumphs, and the way other people have treated us and reacted to us. And all your actions, feelings, and behavior and your perceived abilities are always consistent with this self-image. Notice I said perceived abilities. I believe your abilities are much greater than you actually think they are. But the bottom line is this. You are the sort of person that you conceive yourself to be. This self-image is a base or a foundation upon which your entire personality, your behavior, and even your circumstances are built. Your self-image can and needs to be changed. We know that everyone wants to be liked. Acceptance and esteem are one of our deepest cravings. We want to be liked by everybody. That's not going to happen every time. So one of the keys is not to spend so much time worrying about what other people think. Another key is that you feel positive about yourself to the degree you're in control of your own life. Self-image is your own conception of the sort of person you are. This self-image, this self-evaluation, affects your thinking, your emotions, your desires, and your values based on how you judge and see yourself. Okay to admit you have areas in your life that you have a low self-image. So to find life fun, exciting, reasonable, and satisfying, you must have an adequate and realistic self-image of yourself, and it's something that you need to be able to live with. You must find yourself, something that's acceptable to you. You must boost your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself and your future and the things that you're going to accomplish. Something that you can trust and believe in and that moves you forward towards exponential success. Again, it's okay to have weaknesses because you have matching strengths, and part of our process in life is taking those weaknesses and turning them into greater strengths. When your self-image is intact, you feel good. And when somebody threatens your self-esteem, your self-image, you take it with a grain of salt, you move on, you move forward because you know any attacks on your self-esteem aren't going to affect you and your future. And I love what Eleanor Roosevelt said. She says, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Opinions are cheap. You'll get plenty of them out there. Make sure you're careful where the opinions come from. There are plenty of people out there that'll criticize you, that'll pull you down, that'll try to hurt your self-esteem, your self-image. It's important to remember never to criticize others for having different weaknesses than you do. And building your self-esteem and your self-mastery is like physical fitness. It takes time. Understand that action precedes feeling. You need to have a target and accept 100% responsibility for who you are and where you're going. Believe in yourself and increase that feeling of competence through personal development. In fact, psychologist Nathaniel Brandon, he's the author of Psychology of Self-Esteem. His research shows, bottom line is this, the better you feel about yourself, the more productive you will be, and the more productive you be, the better you feel about yourself. Comes in one circle. Your self-image and your habits will go together. Change one and you change the other. Don't get caught in the trap that pride is synonymous with self-esteem. They are the exact opposites. As Stephen Covey talks about, pride is the essence of scarcity mentality. And that pride does not get pleasure out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next person. It is the comparison that makes you proud, the pleasure of being above the rest. In fact, Stephen Covey calls pride the ultimate emotional parasite. He says, there's no deep joy, no satisfaction, no peace on it, because there's always the possibility that someone else is better looking or has more money, more friends, a bigger house, or newer car. Pride is insidious because it pollutes meaning and purpose. It dulls, ignores, and even dethrones conscience. As C.S. Lewis observed, pride is a spiritual cancer. It eats up the very possibility of love or contentment or even common sense. It eventually leads to hate and war. So essentially, pride is a cover-up for low self-esteem. And as Confucius said, when you see a worthy person, endeavor to emulate him. When you see an unworthy person, then examine your inner self. So again, the message is, pride is just a cover-up for low self-esteem. Self-esteem is how much you like yourself. When you're full of pride, you tend to compare yourself to other people and what they have and where they're going and their degrees and their cars. Self-esteem, you can compliment others for their achievements, for their homes, for their cars, the things that they possess or have. With pride, you find security in external things, your possessions. Self-esteem, you have an internal security inside. Doesn't matter what people do and say, you feel good about yourself. Pride comes with a scarcity mentality. Self-esteem has an abundance mentality. With pride, you tend to gossip and tear others down so you feel better about yourself. With true self-esteem, you're building others up. That is the critical difference. Dig deep, take inventory of your life, how you feel about yourself, where you're going, and if it's truly a high self-esteem or it's a symptom of pride. And with self-mastery, you have to ask yourself, are you the type of person you want to be? Is your self-esteem getting in the way? Is your emotion getting in the way? Anger, fear, depression, guilt, hate, sadness, revenge, resentment, frustration, jealousy, or all negative emotions that can impede you from exponential success and affect your self-esteem. The third element of self-mastery is self-discipline. Self-discipline is the bridge between your objective and accomplishment. And your lack of self-discipline will erode your self-esteem. And when you work on your self-esteem, it will require you to have self-discipline. And the self-discipline builds self-esteem. So they go hand in hand. As Alan Valentine said, freedom is born of self-discipline. No individual, no nation can achieve or maintain liberty without self-control. The undisciplined man is a slave to his own weaknesses. And part of self-discipline is delayed gratification. Sacrifice is the short-term price you pay for long-term security. Sure, you want to go to the beach or watch TV or go on vacation or go camping. Those are all fun, great things to do. But if your financial or spiritual or emotional life is on the line and you're on the road to exponential success, you can delay that gratification, which is a characteristic of people that are financially independent and successful in life, work on the things you need to until you've taken control of your life, yourself, and your finances. Then you can spend as much time as you want doing the activities that you love to do. And what discipline does is it takes that emotion and turns it into action. And creating self-discipline in your life is a major step to human progress. So as you look at self-mastery and self-discipline, you ask yourself, is that the best that you can do? Is that the most? And analyze your life and every aspect of your life and ask yourself, is that the best you can do? Because you're either going to be disciplined or you're going to have a lifetime of disappointments. Because as Jim Rohn says, there are two pains in life. There's a pain of discipline and the pain of regret. One weighs an ounce and the other weighs a ton. So if self-discipline is an area in your life that you want to master, understand the importance of delayed gratification. And when you are self-disciplined, you have the mindset, you have the attitude that you're going to do it. You're going to make it happen regardless of the cost. If you tell yourself you're going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you do it. It doesn't matter if you're tired, if you went to bed late, that is self-discipline, doing it because you know the results, the goals, the vision, the direction you are going are the most important thing in your life. You're going to be disciplined and do whatever it takes to get there. That's self-discipline in action. And we respect, admire, and love those who have self-discipline. They're predictable. You know they're going to do what they said they're going to do. That is self-discipline in action. When you have the moments, when your emotions are telling you you don't want to do it, you've lost the inspiration, self-discipline is one of the main things that will keep you on track. And as you pursue the road of exponential success, as you're picking up speed, it's self-mastery that will maintain you, that will keep you going in the right direction. Take a look at the emotions in your life and master your emotions. Analyze your self-image and your self-esteem. Take those together with your self-discipline. You will have mastered yourself. You'll have mastered your future. And it is a direct route to exponential success.